more affordable than you think. Henley offers the most comprehensive array of guarantees and support in Australia. Say hello to Henley. Visit henley.com.au.
We've just got a dog today.
We're getting a puppy.
It needs some friends to come and play. So grab your leash and get some treats. It's time for Melbourne's biggest dog meet. Boodles are boodles. So many cavoodles. You want a smaller dog? Try one mixed with a pug. Boodles are boodles.
Yes, it's called Oodles of Oodles. It's a big dog party.
It's going to be Melbourne's biggest dog party that Fev, it's all Fev's idea. He's a genius. This is because I just said to you the other day, I took Lizzie Rosie Box, my new puppy, 11 weeks old, to the vet. And the vet said she needs to be socialised because it's important to get in with a puppy early, particularly someone like me who's not a dog person.
Or a people person.
I'm a dog person. So I took her to puppy school and she sat under my chair and didn't even get out to talk to the other dogs. So I thought, okay, I need to maybe have a play date. And then you said, Fev, forget a play date. Let's have a party.
The biggest oodles.
Oodles of oodles.
Of oodles party. And I've done some research, Boxy.
Yeah.
This is going to be massive. We need a big venue because there's over 122 oodles.
What breeds?
I know there's a Labradoodle, a Moodle, a Groodle.
Oh, don't worry. I've gone through the archives of oodles and this is unbelievable. There's over 122 different breeds.
A cockapoo's interesting.
There's an Irish
cockapoo.
Doodle. There's an Irish Troodle. There's a Jackapoo.
What's a cockapoo?
A cockapoo, I didn't say a cockapoo, I said a Jackapoo.
I said a cockapoo, cocker spaniel.
Is a poodle cross Jack Russell Terrier mix.
Jeez.
An Irish Doodle is a poodle cross Irish shit.
Be careful.
What about an Eskapoo? Poodle cross American Eskimo dog.
Mate,
Eskapoo.
You know what's interesting?
What about a Wirepoo? Done one of them before.
Okay.
That's
a Russian Doodle
that's a
Terrier.
Well, you know what's interesting though, Fev? And look, whether dogs should have parties or Instagram accounts is a separate argument for another day. But this dog has slid into my DMs, Fev, and I know you're getting a lot of Insta DMs yourself from dogs now since we've done this. Riley.Aussie-Dashund has come out. Cute Dashund. Look at that picture.
Riley's contacted me too.
Riley has said, I'd love to come to your party, but I'm not an oodle, but I'm oodles of fun. Yeah. What do you say to that Dashund, who you've excluded?
You say, bad luck, mate, because there's going to be Paw Patrol patrolling our...
No.
We're going to have a security.
Well, we need to get a venue first. Yeah. And
everyone loves Paw Patrol.
131060, if you can think of a venue to have our massive dog party at, and not only that you can register at fox.com.au with any suggestions or if you can offer a venue so we can have this massive dog meet. And by the way, it's not a ticketed event. You can all just come.
Oh, God.
And we get a lot of pressure from other breeds, so that we may relax.
No, we won't. I'm the boss.
Okay,
it's just
the boss.
An oodle party. Okay. You've got to think there's 122 different breeds. It's going to be a lot of dogs, Boxy.
I'm just thinking there's not a lot of flan doodles out there.
If you get,
that's a Flanders poodle cross.
Depends where you're going, Boxy. Now, all your German shepherds and all your little sausage dogs, you can just sit back and just watch.
Oh, they're so cute, though.
No. This is an oodle party.
All right.
It's 11 weeks old.
Guys, actually, poor Riley, huh?
11 weeks old.
Yeah.
We don't want the big dog scaring this little dog. We've got to get it in, and then maybe in a couple of weeks after we have this party, we can have a big party everybody comes.
Do you know what I love? You know Riley the Dashund, who's contacted all of us? There is actually a doxy poo is a Dashund poodle mix. So doxy poos can come.
Well, that doesn't help Riley.
Well, maybe Riley can come.
Okay, 17 past 7. There's several other theme songs coming through. Should we just try one more?
Yeah, can we hear
another
one?
We'll try one more out. Oodles of Doodles
where
theme.
Where can you register, by?
Fox.com.au.
I think you'll find it's Oodles of Oodles, not Oodles of Doodles.
Whatever it is.
Just don't forget your bags to pick up your dog poo. Lizzie needs some friends to make a baronet. Get to the park, it's time for Oodles of Oodles, baby.
101.9 The Fox.
And actually, there's an announcement here. It's Fifi, Feb and Byron, by the way. Tickets to R&B Fridays Live goes on sale Monday, but you can jump the queue with Fox FM's exclusive pre-sale. Now, that pre-sale starts today. So to get your hands on the password, sign up at fox.com.au.
Gee, a lot of demand for those tickets. Fev, let's talk about you and how cool your life is at the moment. Now, you have...
What do you mean at the moment?
No, well, it always is cool, but we just...
Two Colemans.
You've got a house that's now nearly chockers with AFL stars because
yes.
you and your beautiful daughter Mia's boyfriend, Daniel Rioli,
yes.
who is, he's an actual premiership player.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Ouchie.
Oh, could be a duel.
But you know what I love about this? Because you've got a real bromance happening. Yeah. Watching you two play, what were you playing?
I know, we're playing basketball.
You're playing basketball.
A bit of NBA.
Watching your Insta story the other day, it was just you and Daniel just playing basketball all day.
Yeah. Where was Mia?
Mia was on the couch going through Instagram as she normally does throughout the day. Yeah, because we don't have any Wi-Fi at the moment, so it's pretty tough to play solo because you need to be connected. Thanks, Telstra, for not connecting that yet. And it's been a vortex, that has. And we've got no Foxtel, so... I actually went and brought Daniel a control.
You bought him one.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
So we can play together.
This is a great bromance.
Yeah.
And, you know, because what can happen, sometimes you can become so close to your daughter or your son's partner, almost you steal them away. Like, you're probably stealing quality time Mia wants with
Daniel.
Yeah,
well,
Mia and
Daniel,
you're now spending more time with him.
On Sunday, went to IKEA to buy some stuff for her room. And I called out yesterday, said, Daniel, you here? And he was upstairs. I said, mate, let's go. We're going another round. And Mia's like, he needs to put the cupboards together. I said, no, he doesn't. He's playing with me. You put the cupboards together. Because we're having an NBA session.
See, I love that. I think it's so lovely. Because so often you hear stories about in-laws not getting along with boyfriends and girlfriends. And when you get along so well, I think it's wonderful.
Sometimes it can go like completely the other direction. You almost get on really well.
Yeah. Well, he actually didn't read the script. He beat me, so.
Oh, that's ruined it. He doesn't know you very well.
That's the end for him.
You've got to let Feb win.
No, I won one.
Do you remember, I just had a flashback, Byron. Do you remember, Byron and I, we did a radio show a few years ago. Do you remember that caller we got? There was a father.
Oh, don't mention the fisherman. No, not the fisherman caller.
There was a father-in-law,
Where
Feb,
are you going here?
And a father-in-law and a son-in-law. And they went on an annual fishing trip.
Yeah.
And we had the wife, and she was the ex-wife at the time. She rang in the show because she found out that their annual fishing trip was actually Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, wow. What's happened here?
The fishing trip just got longer and longer.
I'm playing NBA on my TV. On my big fat 82-inch. Oh, it's amazing TV, Byron.
I've seen it.
It looks incredible.
And I don't know if that was a true story. Her father and her husband were having an affair. And, you know, I mean...
As a separate example, nothing to do with what Fev's... He's just playing computer games.
We're just mates.
But as a separate extreme of it...
I did take him out for lunch yesterday as well.
Did you?
Was Mia there?
Yeah, she was there.
Okay.
I mean, look, this is quite bold and quite brave, and it might even be a bit sordid, too sordid for our show. But 131060, imagine if we had a caller, if we asked the question, have you had your parent or your father-in-law, your mother-in-law or whatever hook up with your girlfriend, boyfriend ever?
Sure. I mean, again, nothing to do with your
131060, Todd McKenney's on the line.
What? Good to do. There we go. Anyway, 13, 10, 6.
That
actually, that would be
sister.
That was a sister.
Have we got some sort of theme for this bar and something you could play that made it appropriate?
That's 13, 10, 60 is the number. Let's see how we go on the
phone.
Oh,
gosh,
it's got hot in here all of a
sudden. People are calling. This is happening.
101.9 The Fox.
We were just talking about, Fev, how it's wonderful in your household that you are such good friends with your daughter Mia's boyfriend, Daniel Rioli, and
yes.
you're mucking around and you're playing
PlayStation.
And it's great.
It's
and
good
I
to
think,
have someone to play PlayStation with.
I agree, and it's a positive story because too often parents don't like their kids, boyfriends, girlfriends, and sometimes they like them too much.
Yeah, but it's fair to say...
What?
I just thought it was a sting.
Heaven, Daniel.
Because I don't have any Wi-Fi, because I usually play against people around the world, because you log in.
Right.
So I'm using him because I've got no Wi-Fi.
You're spending daytimes like, together in the daytime.
Had a lunch date yesterday.
Had a day off yesterday at the time.
Had a lunch date. We did ask the question, and not it's very separate to you and Daniel, very separate, but have you hooked up? Has this ever happened, like that you've ended up in a, you know, your in-laws have got too close to your partner maybe? Jodie in Templestowe. Hi, Jodie.
Hi.
Hey, Jodie, can you relate to this? Has your parents stolen a partner?
Yeah, it was years ago when I was in my young 20s, and I'm not now, but I had a boyfriend for about 7 years, and he worked with my dad. They played sport together. They did everything together. They were best buddies. And then when I split up with him, he really didn't want me to. And he said, oh, you can't. You'll never get anyone like him again. You should marry him. He'll look after you. Don't break up with him. And my whole family was devastated. I actually had to go overseas for a while to calm them all down.
That's amazing. Wow. The pressure to stay together.
Yeah, they stayed friends for a long time too.
Oh,
they stayed friends.
Yeah, they did.
Close friends. Jodie, imagine people staying with a partner because their parents wanted
just to
them
keep
to.
The parents.
I know.
I get it though.
Thanks, Jodie.
Alicia in Mickleham. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Alicia. Did your dad steal your boyfriend?
Yes, he did.
How did it work out?
They actually didn't like each other to begin with, but now they go on, like they'll tell me that they're going to the shops to buy milk and bread, for instance, and they go on for hours because they decide to go full driving or, you know, go on a little adventure together. My dad will call me to talk to my partner and not ask about how I am, but want me to chat how he is.
Interesting.
They've gone on a fishing trip together.
Mate, it's a vortex. I understand where these dads are coming
from.
You're
heading down this path.
Because if Mia and Daniel broke up, they both live at a house. It's got to be a flip of the coin.
Who goes?
See you, Mia.
Bye.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, here on the Fev and Byron Show, we love our clients and we love reading their commercials. And you probably during a commercial break, you hear Fev and I read an ad. Now, what happens behind the scenes, just to explain that, is Byron walks over and says, guys, in 10 seconds, you're reading this ad.
Well, I often give you more notice than that.
I don't know if you do. Puts a piece of paper in front of us and Fev and I read. Henley Homes, a good example. We'll
wonderful.
Just start off going, if you want to buy a wonderful new home, go to Henley Homes.
Mm. Snapfish.
Now, we were stitched up earlier this morning. At about 20 past 6 this morning, Leon Shergren and Byron Cook conspired. And they wrote, they believe that we'll just say anything. Now, very much Anchorman style.
Well, there's a Ron precedent. Burgundy. There is a precedent for this. I mean, here's a recent commercial where Fief, some instructions were given to both of you, just written on the top of the ad, then the actual ad. And then there were some more instructions at the bottom. I think we've got a bit of extra time.
We read these because we have to. Yeah.
You just read it. Just have a listen.
Yum. Mm. Take on the challenge at your local Bavarian today.
Find yours at thebavarian.com if time permits.
Be bold. Be brave.
Victory is sweet.
Okay. They meant that if we had the time to say that, you could throw those lines in. You don't just read it as if time permits. Be bold.
Well, why put it on there? I put it on there, but as a great co-host does, geez, you come along with me.
I supported you. Came with you.
You came along with the ride.
Thief comes along for the ride. She doesn't pre-read them, that's for sure.
So we've been called the Ron Burgundies of FM radio at the moment. And so Leon wrote a commercial and Byron gave it to us and said, guys, in 5 seconds, can you read this? And admittedly, we hadn't pre-read it and maybe we should have. Father's Day is just around the corner.
Yes, but for some people it can be tough when your dad lives interstate or overseas.
That's right. So Melbourne's FDT Technology is launching a brand new trial system that can fix these problems and bring family together on that important day.
Using advanced saliva induction systems, our team will gather DNA and clone your relative. That's interesting. With an almost 99% success rate.
Wow, don't miss your father this Father's Day. Clone him with FDT technology.
Conditions apply. Technology is still in the early testing phase.
I like Fief. This is my favourite bit. Fief's realisation that she's reading an ad for cloning.
Wow, don't miss your father this Father's Day. Clone him with FDT technology.
Conditions apply. Technology is still in the...
Do you know what you could never say about Fev and I? we never not deliver what the client wants.
1019, The Fox.
Oh, Melbourne, this is not good news for us. We have lost for a record 7 years. Melbourne has topped the Global Livability Index's list of the most livable city for 7 years.
Brilliant.
We have been the most livable city. Yesterday, we lost out to...
To an 80s pop band?
Vienna!
Oh, the song Vienna.
Vienna. Now, do not get me wrong. Vienna, and I've been there, is a wonderful city. It is a beautiful city.
I haven't been.
Oh, it's so good, Fev. Like, I do love it. What's going on?
I'm just keeping Vienna
okay.
up.
I mean, if you're going to keep playing Vienna songs, maybe there's a Billy Joel hit you could play.
Sure.
Vienna waits for you.
Here's the thing, Melbourne, and the thing, I'm not happy about this, Fev.
I am.
Oh, really?
You go and then I'll go.
Well, I was just going to say, do you know why? Where they pipped us? So where we fell down and in the last, in the last 7 years, petty crime.
Mm. Right.
So cheers to all the carjackers out there and...
You've ruined it.
Machete-wielding teenagers. Could we somehow
look up?
Can we curb their activities?
Put them down.
Well, you know what? They've ruined... We were the most livable city. Petty crime. Petty.
Yeah, petty I'm actually happy that we've... Giving up the rain.
You usually like being number one.
No, but, yeah, radio.
That's the Viennese waltz we're playing, actually, at the moment.
Vienna ice cream.
Viennetta.
Same thing.
Well, it's actually British, the Viennetta
ice
cream.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'll give you
still
this.
Still, it's rubbish ice cream.
This is my reason why, Boxy, because okay. less people might want to come here.
Well, that's a bad thing.
No, that's
it's
a good thing.
Not great for our economy.
Yeah, well, our economy's going very well. And at the end of the day, we've got Adelaide coming in at 10, Sydney's in at 5.
Too close.
Yeah, but how good's our country? We are in the top 10, and there's only three countries that make up the top 10. Japan.
Oh, sorry.
Italy.
Bruce McAvaney over here with all these stats.
I didn't expect all these stats. Do you know what I did think, though, Fev? And I will look for a second. I will say Vienna, well done.
Good
on. Apple strudel. The Sacher Tort, I think. Oh, no, maybe that's Salzburg. It's from
one
of those.
Are you talking food?
Yeah, food. Okay.
You're a different
food.
Part of Austria.
Andre Rieu.
Yeah, he's a singer. Was he a singer?
Well, yeah, and he's actually Dutch, but he plays a lot in Vienna.
Okay. Is that all they've got? They've got a bloke who's not even Austrian that plays
there. Do you know
what
they do have? And one of the things that I stayed in a hotel there with David Hasselhoff.
Well, that's just a brag.
It's good to see Sydney come back into five. They missed the top 10 last year. We just have a beautiful country. Let's embrace that.
All right, that's your message.
I thought it was going to be more fun, Fev, to go 13, 10, 60, just bag Vienna.
Oh, look at bag Vienna. I've never been there.
But if you want to just celebrate Melbourne, I mean, I'm happy to...
Just celebrate Australia. We live in a beautiful country.
Oh, no, stop. You're kicking the fun out of this.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Maybe you should prep beforehand.
Let's diss Vienna. It's way more fun than celebration of Australia.
Okay, let's diss Vienna.
740, diss Vienna.
All right, let's 13, 10, 60, let's bag Vienna.
Well, okay, maybe like Fev said, are there reasons that we are still the most livable city? Do you either want to pump up Melbourne, or do you want to diss Vienna?
Yep.
Who's been backpacking through Vienna and not been able to find a great backpackers?
It's probably a dump. I mean,
it's really
it's
beautiful.
It's probably a dump.
I rode my bike around the Wadenstrusche. It's an
We're
amazing...
We're supposed to be dissing this.
I know, but gee, if you're going to lose to any city, what a city.
They'd have beautiful people too, wouldn't they?
The Schönbrunn Palace.
Being in Italy?
I mean, they've got palaces.
It's Italy, yeah?
How do we compete with palaces?
If you've had a negative experience, maybe you were mugged in Vienna.
We've got palaces.
13, 10, 60. Give
St.
us a call.
Stephen's Cathedral. That's
and
another beautiful
Werribee
cathedral.
Werribee Mansion.
Dis Vienna.
1019, The Fox.
Melbourne no longer the world's most livable city.
Vienna smashed us, guys. They're now the most livable city. Look, we're still at number two. It's not all bad news, as Fev said. And you've got to celebrate second place sometimes. But, and I have to say this, I mean, of all the cities to lose to, it is hard to knock Vienna. It's a beautiful city.
You'd be flat if it was like Adelaide or Sydney.
Oh, absolutely. They've got palaces. They've got the Vienna Boys Choir. They've got Apple Strudel.
Well, hang on.
I mean, they're the home of classical music.
Gondolas.
Mozart. Beethoven played there. Totally different city.
Fev needs to travel more.
We do have it confirmed because Fev did offer the Viennetta ice cream and it has been 100% confirmed that is a British ice cream.
That's a shame because it's terrible.
Well, no, it's great. A Viennetta? Wonderful way to finish
we're
a Sunday lunch.
We're trying to diss Vienna.
Well, this is the thing. We are trying our best to diss Vienna. It's a very hard city to diss. Adrian in Werribee. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, how you going?
Adrian, what do you think about Vienna?
I can't really diss a country I've never been to, but I think there is one important thing you're missing out on.
What's that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
He's Austrian, yeah.
Also government, he's in the government of America.
He was.
Major career in three major careers.
Schwarzenegger's a wonderful example of a Viennese man, isn't he?
He's an ambassador in many ways.
I mean, you're right, Adrian. We can't fight with Schwarzenegger. Who have we got?
We've got no one.
Who would be our version of Schwarzenegger?
Fev? We've got Fev Vianney.
We've got the Hulk.
Look, it's a wonderful city. Yeah. The more we reflect on
Thor?
It.
We've got Thor.
Yeah, we've got Thor.
Phillip Island, yeah.
He'd beat a Schwarzenegger up, I reckon.
Might. Yeah. I mean, the harder we try, the more it seems like they may have deserved this because they are a pretty good city.
Hopefully Narelle's
got Narelle
something.
Another Werribeerian. Hey, Narelle.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good, Narelle. Werribee's taking on Vienna today.
Well, it seems to be, doesn't it?
Did you like Vienna, Narelle?
Well, it's got a lot of things going for it. I agree with you. It's got everything. But it also has men with machine guns at the airport if you go and have a problem.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, I tried to withdraw some money out of my bank middle of the night, and I did it twice. The bank says it out, but it, you know, didn't come out in my hand. So I went to the information desk and I'm asking, you know, who can I get some help from? And some nice gentlemen came out of the door behind the man with machine guns to let me know not to get any help from here.
Ooh, Narelle, I tell you what,
guns.
Dubai has people at the airport with machine guns, and Dubai's beautiful.
Lots of countries actually have machine guns.
I find that safe.
Do you think we... Do we?
No.
No, not. We don't have people toting machine guns at banks. No.
No. Well, I find that safe.
What's happened there?
Didn't think it would head in this direction.
Anyway,
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we were talking about The Block a bit. The Block smashes in the ratings, doesn't it? I've never watched The Block
in
my whole life? That's amazing.
Shout out to Scott Cam's listening.
No, I love Scotty. Right. And, he is a mate. But I just... haven't watched it. just straight up, I haven't watched it. But anyway, Norm and Jess are apparently fan favourites. Everyone's loving a bit of Norm and a bit of Jess, the Gold Coast couple. The other day, I was in a meeting and my phone was ringing. Now, it kept ringing and you, Fev, had it next to you on the couch. Now, what you're about to hear is Fev answering my phone. What we didn't know was that Norm and Jess were on a breakfast show in Brisbane at the time. And the Brisbane breakfast show had my phone number. Now, apparently, I'm Norm's hall pass.
Ooh,
and a hall pass is when you ask your partner, there's one celebrity you can hook up with.
Yeah.
And Jess has given him permission.
Norm.
It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
You get one, apparently.
And you are Norm's.
I was on the block, remember?
Okay. You were on the block.
It was an interesting concept when I was on the block. I had to go in and cook. They had to cook for me.
Yeah.
And
that's
I was
right.
just drinking beers with Scotty Cam, and then by the sixth person,
you were blind.
and full.
Anyway, so this is Norm on a breakfast show in Sydney, Brisbane, with his wife, with his partner
that's
Jess,
weird, yep.
calling my mobile and Fev answering.
Here we go.
Hello.
It's Norm from the block,
Norm?
Buddy.
How are you?
Well, the guys up here in Brisbane have put the pressure on me because Fifi's me hall pass, and they decided to ring Fifi.
Oh, well, Fee's in a meeting at the moment.
Ah, there's another knockback.
So, Norm, obviously using Fee's your hall pass, your beautiful wife, Byron's free.
I'm in.
Do you know who Byron is? Byron Cook?
Nah, I don't, but I'm in.
Melbourne don't really know Byron is either.
Is Fifi single, though?
I don't really know too much about Fee. She keeps everything close to her chest.
Oh, you are.
She's got a new dog.
You're a good co-host, Fev.
Without knocking too many people, guys, I don't reckon Fee will date someone called Norm. But anyway.
So then Fev hung up. He actually hung up in Norm's face. I mean, that seemed a bit harsh. And then he also had a little crack at me, which was interesting.
He did. Anyway, I'll have a chat with
him. He's obviously seen you, and his missus has said yes, and you're a good-looking rooster.
Oh, thank you, Brendan. You've
turned
that around
beautifully. So weirdly, does that mean you and Jess and me and Norm or in some sort of key party
Yuck.
Situation.
101.9 The Fox.
sorry, just having a fight off air. We could give away 10 grand in the next few minutes right here on The Fox. Don't bring up what the fight was. It will distract from the content. Fifi, over to you.
The fight was...
Don't.
We're talking about the Poodles. We're getting a lot of DMs about our Oodles of Oodles party. And Lizzie Rosie Box has now got 15,000 followers
That's
on Instagram.
Feast Dog. Reset
Feast
it properly.
Dog, yes. At Lizzie Rosie Box. And we're just talking about how you said you're going to delete your Instagram if Lizzie Rosie Box passes
And
your
I will,
Instagram.
Because a world where a dog has done nothing Fifi, in its life passes a broadcaster.
And then Fifi said, Lizzie Rosie Box has given you about 4,000 followers.
Because you started on 15, yeah, now you've got about 18
eight
and a half.
And a half. And you said that you got them yourself.
No, yes. I'm saying Lizzie has contributed to a slight increase in my Instagram.
A slight? Lizzie Rosie Box being on Instagram has given you nearly 4,000.
You know, a lot of people think it's absurd. By the way, Byron Cook with an E on the end, shoot me a follow. A lot of people think it's absurd that a dog, a little puppy who's cute and stuff, but has done nothing in its life other than just look cute.
It's given you 4,000 followers.
Could have more followers than a hard-working media professional. And a lot of people are following me, in fairness, out of pity, because they think the world has gone mad if this dog passes you. So they're following me in spite of your little dog.
What I'd like to say to the people who've chosen to follow you and maybe not followed my dog, do they realise that you are the only person who trolls her? You're actually a troll.
You
leave comments that are hurtful to her and her owner, mind you.
They're little nudges. They're just little playful little comments.
I rarely have negativity or have to block people, but you are right
on
the top there.
You're about to block
him. We won't have to block him because he's going to delete it.
Actually, well, no, Fev, read that DM you just got.
I said I'll delete it.
You said you'll delete your account if Lizzie Rosie Box gets...
Because I don't want to live in a world where that could happen.
Yeah, you did, Byron.
Well, not on Instagram, at least.
And obviously because Lizzie Rosie Box is very popular, we're getting a lot of little DMs. And I got a DM from a young fella who said that you, if instead of deleting your Instagram... you need to, if Lizzie Rosie Box, Lizzie Rosie Box passes you, Byron will have to dress up as a poodle and do all dog stuff with the other poodles during the party.
That would be demeaning.
Oodles of Oodles is going to be our big dog party that we're having. And if Lizzie Rosie Box passes you, you're going to dress up as a poodle and do dog tricks.
And that was from Paulie.
Entertainment for all the dogs. I think that's a wonderful
idea.
And I've had plenty of them, but that would be a new career low.
Well,
welcome to radio, bro.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, here's something interesting, Fev. You know how there are still door-to-door salespeople out there?
Oh, yes. They knocked on our door yesterday.
Oh, did that? See, I don't answer my door. So I do have the doorbell ring, but...
Do you want to know what I said?
I do not like a cold call. What did you say?
They knocked on my door and I answered. And I was like, they said, oh, where's blah, blah, blah. There was two guys and a lady and a girl. I literally didn't understand anything they said.
Okay.
And I was just like, because I just wasn't tuning in.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm actually the cleaner. I'm cleaning the house.
Oh, you didn't.
And they looked at me and I said, thank you. They should be back another time. Like, they'll be back later. I was cleaning.
And they've walked off and thought, but that was Brendan Favola.
Yeah, probably.
That's not someone cleaning the house.
They won't come back.
No, they certainly won't.
Because you don't want them to come back.
Well, this is the thing. And I remember when call centres started and then suddenly they were all on the phones, called calling from phones. I thought, oh, maybe that was the end of the door-to-door salespeople. But no, they're still out there. And I honestly tip my hat to them because that would be a difficult job.
Oh.
You've got to be a certain type of person. One of my girlfriends, Erica, her dad was doing it for a while and couldn't be more suited to it. A charismatic guy that loves a chat, warm, great personality, and could cop rejection. You got to handle a door being slammed in your face.
Tough gig.
Very tough gig. Now, apparently, though, somebody has revealed that there are some door-to-door salespeople that are taught to target certain people and households. How's this for a trick? Apparently there is, and I don't know what the company is, and I probably wouldn't name it anyway, let's be honest, but they're targeting elderly people because they think they're a soft target. So this is what they need to look out for. If you see roses...
Okay, no, look a bit.
Roses, ramps or rails, they're the doors to knock on because they think that they can exploit an elderly person. That's nasty, isn't it?
That's awful.
We don't endorse that. No. That's actually really... But it's predatory, that they're called predatory salespeople. And they're giving the standard door-to-door salesperson a very bad name.
Because old people would love a chat because they might be lonely.
Well, that's right, and it can be easily exploited, let's be honest. Absolutely.
Don't look at me, Fairwood. I say that.
How often have you?
Well, I'm living alone in a four-bedroom home,
and you're old.
Yeah, so
knock on Byron's door.
Okay.
So this is a, let's be honest, a negative story about door-to-door salespeople, and we love nothing better than to pump up members of our community, particularly certain vocations or professions that deserve a bit of a pump up. And I reckon if you are a door-to-door salesperson heading out today, you need a spring in your step because that is a hard gig.
Yeah.
So 131060, call us. Anyone who's a
who's there?
A door-to-door salesperson, or you've been a door-to-door salesperson, love to hear some door-to-door sales stories. Like,
do you want one?
Talk about the doors that have been slammed in your face, the rudest people that you've had answer a door to you.
Open the door one day, bing, bong. Mm-hmm. And I said, who's there? Anyway, I opened the door and it was a Jehovah's Witness. And they're, you know, they're selling their religion.
Yep, that's good.
And I said, come in, mate, come in. And we sat down around the table and I said, mate, do you want a coffee or a tea? And he said, oh, I'll have a coffee. So he sat down, made the coffee. I sat down. I gave him a shortbread biscuit. And I said, what's next, mate? And he goes, don't know. I've never got this far before.
This segment is also open to any comedy you want to get away, any joke.
101.9 The Fox.
We were talking about door-to-door salespeople. They were getting a bad rap in a news story. Apparently, certain unscrupulous salespeople are known for some pretty predatory behaviour. They're targeting the elderly. So they look for roses, ramps and rails, and they're the houses they'll go in and try and sell stuff to. And I just think that's giving all door-to-door salespeople a bad rap. Mm. I know, Fev, you think that Byron must have his door knocked on all day, every day.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. He ticks all those boxes.
Oh, that funny gag where he says, I look old, when I actually look younger than him.
Let's just hope, and I imagine that is
and
a small...
And then I told him zinger.
You did tell a zinger.
Oh, you had a joke in there? There was lots going on.
You did get a joke. Anyway, I would think this would be a small minority. So let's celebrate the majority of door-to-door salespeople. Tough gig, knocking on a door. We want to hear some door-to-door salespeople stories. I imagine they've got some horrible stories too. Hayley in Pakenham. Hi, Hayley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Hayley. Now, Hayley, is this your husband or you?
My husband is a pain. So I used to think it was because he didn't have the heart to kind of let the, you know, door-to-door salespeople down. But now what he's done for 16 years, he will go to the door and answer it, and he says, hold on, I'll go get my wife for you. She's the one who's talking. Oh. And then he comes and tells me, you've got a friend at the door. I'm like,
very good.
And then I go really high and I'm happy, and then I've got to listen to them for a little bit and then let them down. And each time I tell him, well, you're just so good at it. You love doing this.
That's
a good stitch up.
That's
very
a great
good.
Stitch up.
Thanks, Hayley.
Thank you. Sorry, Hayley.
Fatima in Roxborough Park. Hi, Fatima.
Hey, how are you?
I went to school
good,
with a Fatima.
Now, you used to be a door-to-door salesperson.
Yeah, I used to do it and I loved it. I did it for over a year and it was like probably one of my favourite jobs till today.
Yeah, and what did... okay, talk about what was one of the most shocking experiences? Door slammed in your face, rude people?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people that slam it in your face. Oh. I've had people yell at me, like, go get a better job. Had a lot of bad people, but our motto was just like to dig through the bad people to find the good people, and we just kept pushing through. Every time we had a bad day, we'd call our boss and he would just pump us back up and like keep going.
Did you have any tactics?
So my favourite one was usually like with the guys, it was very easy because a lot of them had nice cars. So it was like every time I saw a nice car, I'd get the brand of the car. What type it was, if I had to, I'd Google it, and then I'd knock on the door, and then I'd just talk to the guy about their car for a good, like, 10 minutes.
Thorough.
And then the guy himself would end up asking me what I'm selling, so it just ended up so much easier.
Well, nice idea. Oh,
compliment a car.
Good work. All right, here's another door-to-door salesperson, I think.
Is it Shara?
Hello.
Hey, Shara, how old are you?
11.
11? Oh, good on you. Welcome to the show. We love having you on the show, Shara.
A bit early to be on the books.
Shari, what was your? Have you had a job selling things?
Yes, I sell slime.
You sell slime. Do you sell slime to your neighbours?
Yeah.
And this is a thing, Boxy.
Really?
This is a real thing. So you'd make the slime and then sell it for a couple of bucks to your friends next door?
Yes.
School? Yeah, Lulu's done this. My daughter, because some parents, Shara. Some parents don't let their kids make slime at home because it makes a mess. You've got your glue, your saline solution, or your detergent.
You ruined a couch.
At the start.
Yeah, see, she wasn't allowed to at the start. Ah. So now the kids make it and then sell it in a tub to the kids, and so they can play with it. Is that right?
Yeah.
How much money have you made, Shara?
A lot.
Good stuff. What a baller. Shara.
Thanks, Shara.
The 11-year-old slime salesman. Yep. Excellent stuff. Hey, this is great. You know, Fev mentioned, yes, he gave us a door-to-door gag before the commercial break, and I think it's important to relive it. I think it was a great gag. So should we play?
This is
I've done it before.
Door-to-door gags. Here we go.
Open the door one day. Bing, bong. Mm-hmm. It was a Jehovah's Witness. And I said, come in, mate, come in. And we sat down around the table, and I said, mate, do you want a coffee or a tea? And he said, oh, I'll have a coffee. And I said, what's next, mate? And he goes, don't know, I've never got this far before.
This segment is also open to any comedy you want to get away.
So that was outstanding work. And look, any good comedian, like if you go see Chris Rock or Jerry Seinfeld, like it is gear they've done before. They just give it to a new audience.
Yep.
Fev, here's proof. This was a joke that Fev told us in February of 2018 from our archives.
We had a couple of people knock on it last week. We sat down, I said, what now? And they said, I don't know, I've never got this far.
Was that a...
Zinger!
No. Was that a joke?
He's running around as
if... But I don't get it.
I actually, Byron thought he's trying to stitch me up there, but I went into Tom and said to do that. Cool. Okay. Interesting.
Good. Yeah.
Good gag, bro.
You're so much fun to work with. You're a lot of fun.
101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring. Yeah. That can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay. We need you to sing.
The next one.
The next line.
Correct.
That's right. We ring numbers, random numbers, even numbers that you might have registered at fox.com.au because maybe you want us to prank a friend or a relative. And we play music down the line and we need the person who answered to complete the lyrics. Now, The Bachelor starts tonight on Channel 10. Yes. The Honey Badger, Nick Cummins. Let's see how he goes tonight. We thought, so love is in the air.
Mm.
Obviously, that song's in all the promos at the moment on Channel 10. Why don't we try? See how John Paul Young goes?
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's his name, isn't it?
Old school, yeah. Here we go.
Hello. Hello. Love is in the air. Mm-hmm. Love is in the air. Oh.
Hello, Sarah speaking. Hello. You got me once before and you're not going to get me this time. See ya.
Hello, Tim speaking. God. No. I'm not doing this. Hello? Oh, for love is in the air. Love is in the air. Oh, oh. All right, that'll do. Bye.
Henley Home is more affordable than you think. Henley offers the most comprehensive array of guarantees and support in Australia. Say hello to Henley. Visit henley.com.au.